Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com.
Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/2kens.
Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Follow me down to the party. Turn the music up to town.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the very first episode of Two Kens Comedy Club Indie. And Ken, I want to thank you and your brother-in-law who got us the lease on this really neat dungeon, a club that we're working.
I was afraid you're going to bring him up.
Yeah. Commercial real estate ain't what it used to be, is it?
Oh, no.
No. Hey, by the way, did you, or was it my, was I supposed to take care of getting the liquor license? I noticed the natives down there get a little restless. There's no booze.
Well, that's the problem. I thought maybe, you know, it was us.
Or I thought maybe your brother-in-law got us a lease in a dry state. Coming up, an interview with Norman Jones and Rhythm Child. Got some groove, got some funk, got some soul and some R&B. Adult style, but children's music. You're going to love it. And you're going to love Norman Jones and what he's about, too. Got something special for you today. If you're on the go, you're a commuter, and you want an audiobook. Well, boy, have we got something for you.
We have free audiobook downloads, free 14-day trial, and it's really good stuff.
Yeah, our friends over at Audible.com are making this special deal with you fans if you can't make it up. And to get you started, a couple of recommendations. I like Lewis Black. I miss him.
Yeah, I love when his specials come on.
Yeah, his audiobook out there, one of them is The White Album. Swear to God, we don't make it up.
No. Another special, I like it. I think you like it too. Stephen Colbert, you know, the Colbert Report. It's on every night. His book, hilarious. I'm America, and so can you.
Just because I haven't put a lot of thought into this audiobook doesn't mean you shouldn't. I want you to listen to this audiobook carefully. Savor my ideas. Memorize pertinent passages. Eat with it. Sleep with it. Let nature take its course. Because what I have dictated here is nothing less than a constitution for the Colbert Nation. And like our founding fathers, I hold my truths to be self-evident, which is why I did absolutely no research.
So go over and download your free audiobook today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/2kens.
That's audiblepodcast.com/2kens. Just go there. Don't slash us. Just go there.
Yeah, you get your free audiobook and free 14-day trial, and I love that word free, don't you?
It is, and it is, and we're not making this up. This is a really good deal.
Mm-hmm. Jump back, turn around, eat a bowl of cherries. Jump back, turn around, eat a bowl a day. Oh, Lord, I could eat a bowl of cherries. Oh, Lord, I could eat a bowl a day. Oh, Lord, I could eat a bowl of cherries. Oh, Lord, I could eat a bowl a day. Hey!
Let's take a few minutes here, Ken, and sit down with a bowl of cherries.
Mm.
And I want you to meet, I want everybody to meet, one half of the parents who conceived of this marvelous concept called Rhythm Child. I want you to say hi to Norman Jones out in Los Angeles. Hi, Norm.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, Ken and Ken?
We're doing very well.
All right.
Rhythm Child. I've read all the reviews, and I guess we start with, way back when you were a kid, in Sesame Street,
mm-hmm.
and then flash forward, and your parents, and you and Heather, your wife, came up with this concept. Put it all together for us.
Yeah, it's, you know, Sesame Street's always been, you know, just a big, big, huge part of my life still, because I have the children and I still watch it with them. But there was a character on there years ago when it first started called Roosevelt Franklin. And Roosevelt Franklin had his own school, he had his own theme song, and he had an album, he sang the blues, and that one character just grabbed me and sent me forward into how cool it would be to sing and perform. And that was like just the little sprinkling of the beginnings of music for me. And then, you know, keeping that forward, I still have in my studio my Roosevelt Franklin puppet, mm-hmm. you know, right there at the control station, and he's still my inspiration. And, you know, all the musical guests that they had on there over the years that just, you know, came in and they, you know, back then it wasn't about being a children's artist. It was just about making music. And Sesame Street was just a great variety show for me of learning about music, learning about people, learning about, you know, education and all those things. But, yeah, Sesame Street was it. So when I had my children and I looked around to see what was out there for me to introduce my kids to, you know, of course there are Sesame Street, but there wasn't a lot else that I could identify with. So I started writing songs or incorporating children's songs into my shows that I was doing, you know, whether like in festival family concerts, that kind of thing, and just sprinkling in little nursery rhymes or things that I remember from my childhood into the set of music, and that in turn became Rhythm Child.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember now, you're from the Midwest, you're from Cleveland.
Yep.
In 86, you moved on out to Santa Barbara, is that?
Yes.
Yeah, what an experience that was.
I had a brother that lived in Santa Barbara that had moved out, you know, years and years ago, and he just said, you know, I was graduating college. I went to Bowling Green State University in the Midwest, and I was finished, and I'd already been in a band most of my college years, which kind of deterred me from, you know, the schooling part. But I was finished, and it was time for me to move on, and he just said, well, come out here. I was gung-ho and just said, okay, Santa Barbara, that's it. And we took three of my musician friends and I from the band took a Greyhound with our bicycles out to Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Can you remember the conversation you had with Heather, the one that goes like this, I want to put our kids on stage?
Well, it was kind of, it just evolved because, you know, our kids have really been around music and musicians since they were born. So when I was on stage, it wasn't about asking them or telling them to come on stage. It was about trying to keep them off the stage because they felt comfortable right there in the middle of things, and, you know, give them a drum and give them a microphone, and that was just it. You know, now I can't do a show without setting up the extra mics for them because it's just, you know, they demand to be part of what's going on, and that's what drives it, and that's what I love, being able to share that with my family.
But that's one of the things you're about, though, is the involvement of kids in music, and you know, your kid is on stage doing music, and I can relate, our kid was involved in theater, and what that does to me is it gives them a whole lot of self-confidence in general, which is helpful from them for their entire lives.
Exactly. Yeah, I can see it in the interaction or just the things that he's been exposed to, aside from, you know, all the other kids that he knows, you know, the experiences that he's had, the people that he's met, the fact of being in front of, you know, 1,500 people and not really even flinching when he steps up to the microphone. You know, it's just he feels like it's what he does. So, yeah, I can just see that confidence building and that self-awareness growing every day. It's very, very rewarding.
Otis Redding and John Lennon and Jack Johnson and the Beatles and Sam Cooke, it all enters into the mix, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, as a kid, that, you know, Sam Cooke was in my house, that voice was floating through my house every day. My mom was not only a gospel fan, but she was just she loved Sam Cooke, being growing up at the same, you know, era as him, and so I just, that voice just captured me, and it started my path of really delving into that era of music, which I absolutely love. And so, you know, then I found Sam, found Otis Redding, and I found, you know, just all those great R&B artists that, that really pioneered the music, you know, Chuck Berry's and that, and then finding the little sprinkles of that soul in music throughout time. And I really found that in John Lennon. I really feel the soul of his singing and his music and how he puts himself wholeheartedly into the music. And so just the artists that I love are the ones that, that, that touch that soul. And then the audience, the listeners, get to really feel them when they listen to their music. And so, yeah, those are all things that I carry with me when I do my grown-up music, and definitely it's what I want to bring to the kids in my children's music.
Turn your body around and then turn it back. Wiggle your arms just like a tickle attack. Kick your feet up and then kick them out. Make yourself laugh and you're ready to shout. Oh, everybody's doing it in their own way. Everybody's trying it every day. Get yourself ready so we have a chance to take a few steps of this bedtime dance. We're doing a jam, you put on, hey. Jam, you put on. You're doing the jam, you put on, and you turn your body just a little bit around. You wind out upside down.
Do Bailey and Andre get involved in the writing at all?
Not so much yet. We're starting, you know, Bailey's nine, so he's really, he's starting to, he's in the fourth grade now, and one of the things they're starting to do is write a lot more, just free writing. So things, you know, taking that, what's in their mind, and putting it on paper. And so he has a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas, but I'm slowly working him into being able to put them in, you know, melodic form. He's more comfortable if I give him a lyric or a melody, he'll just nail it and sing it. You know. Andre, on the other hand, at four, he makes up everything. You know, he has concerts in his room, so I'm sure he's going to be writing very soon.
Well, you know, you talk about confidence and giving kids a sense of self and self-worth. I think that's what Everybody Is the One is about, right?
Right, completely, yeah. And I was so happy to be able to, you know, have Bailey deliver that message.
Come on! Here we come to you, bringing you the original. Junior it out. Come forward.
They call me Junior Rhythm, but my name is Benny, and I have a little thing to say about the different music coming from far away lands and how they sound their own way. There's a lot of different things that the rhythm can show about the way people move from a long time ago. We can take it all in and mix it all up and maybe make our own sound with a little bit of luck. There's a rhythm in your heart, there's a rhythm in your thought, there's a rhythm for the people to know. There's a rhythm in your walk, there's a rhythm in your talk, there's a rhythm for the people to show. Simple things are hard to see, but music is not, and it seems to be. But if you open up your mind really carefully, you know you'll always find I'm playing with the one.
I wanna know,
everybody is the one.
Everybody is the one. Everybody, let me see you show your oneness.
Everybody is the one.
You know, my children's music is not geared towards, you know, talking down. So I try to inspire, you know, a challenging thought every now and then. So something like Everybody Is the One, where, you know, it's a pretty lofty concept, but it's also very simple. So it's having a kid sing that, I think, will help the message settle a little bit more. And maybe some, you know, kids will start to see that there's there's some things to think about out there. You know, not trying to make them grow up too fast, but, you know, want to plant the seeds so that our future is a little brighter.
Well, speaking of concepts, when you talk about yourself as Rhythm Child, you don't describe yourself as a band. You talk about yourself as a movement, a network, what have you. Could you explain the difference?
The band, you know, it's really coming from me. The music and the idea, and so I have friends that I play with a lot, and that is the musical component of Rhythm Child. But really, what Rhythm Child means to me is giving children the opportunity to find that inner pulse within themselves, that thing that they can identify with that's their own. So once they find that, then, you know, they can branch out into all areas of life, but still have that sense of self. But that's the root of that is coming from finding their own rhythm, their own heartbeat, their own flow, you know. So Rhythm Child for me is just giving children and families and parents and communities the opportunity to be a part of something greater, but music is the vehicle to get there.
Norman, when you folks play out, when you do concerts with the children,
mm-hmm.
what's the most common comment you hear from the fans, from other parents? What do they say to you?
Thank you. Yeah. for not belittling our children, for not, you know, thank you for playing real music. Thank you for bringing, you know, some groove and soul to what my kids can hear. You know, part of the thing that I do with, I'd say 90% of my concerts, probably 95% of my concerts, it's interactive. I bring drums and percussion and shakers to every show. So it's really interactive. You know, at the very beginning of the show, I bring out bins of bongos and sound shapes and tambourines and, you know, things that make a lot of noise. And so the kids and the parents are really part of the show.
If the singer is singing a song about nothing but the music makes you get up, the song could be about the music playing, just listen close till it stops. You can be a part of it just by moving along. This is what we call the shaker song. Now if the guitar playing a strum and a rhythm that makes you move in your chair, you can act like you're playing the same thing as playing by moving your hands to the air. You can be a part of it just by shaking along. This is what we call the shaker song. Come on, shake. Don't it feel great?
You know, it's really it's an event. It's an experience. It's like a little Woodstock for these kids, and a lot of the parents and families are able to share in the music, rather than just putting the kids there, having them listen to it, and the parents kind of check out for, you know, an hour. It's everybody's involved, and everybody can appreciate it. So the number one comment is thank you. Yeah.
Maybe you do already, but if you don't, do you have any plans of taking these shows into the school system?
What I do in the schools is a little different. I mean, I go into preschools and elementary schools a lot out here in Southern California. But what I do there is more just the drumming. I kind of strip it down. And I do, you know, drumming workshops for, you know, a whole school or break it into, you know, classrooms, whatever. But I strip away the concert element and really, you know, just delve into the self-expression through rhythm and drums, and the drum is the vehicle to deliver some of these same messages that I have in the songs, but I do it in more of a kind of communal drumming way. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes I get into school systems with the concerts and do those kind of events, but it's taking it on the road is something I'd love to do, and I'd love to spread this experience all across the country. And we're working on that now, trying to figure out different ways of making that happen. But it's definitely in the works.
What a terrific concept. Their newest album is Eat a Bowl of Cherries. I understand there's a Grammy out there, hanging out there with your name on it.
We were hoping and we thought and had a lot of good feedback about it, and it didn't happen. Ziggy Marley ended up getting the Grammy, which, Ziggy Marley did a great kids' record and brought a lot of, his A players, the Jack Johnsons and the, Laurie Berkners and Paul Simon. He brought a lot of people in there to do it, and so that worked, and that's kind of what the Grammy stands for at this point. And so we just moved on from the Grammy and just said, you know what, we want the award of the people, not necessarily of the industry. So the Grammy didn't work, but we're so proud of this record and so happy that it's getting a good response. And thank you, Ken and Ken, for believing in music and believing in independent artists, and can't be happier.
I hope it catches on. I mean, really, really big, so that a lot of parents start thinking this way, start thinking about connecting with their kids with music that's groovy.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I really do hope. And there's some other artists out there, doing similar things, and we're really trying to network ourselves so that it's not just one pitted against the other. It's really, a collaborative effort of making this happen, because not everybody likes the same kind of music.
Norman Jones, Rhythm Child, how can folks get in touch with you? You've got a website.
We got a website. It's www.rhythmchild.net. Rhythm is a hard word to spell. Everybody has it, but they can't really spell it. But here we go. RHYTHMCHILD.net. So that's rhythmchild.net. And yeah, everything you need to know about us is there. We love to meet new families, new people, and spread the word. And there's a lot of new projects we have coming up, and can't wait to share it with people.
Well, you folks have been listening to the music of Rhythm Child as we've been meandering through this interview, and I want to thank Norman out there in the it's O Dark 30 out there on the West Coast where you are.
Yeah, kids are off to school now, so we're getting into the workday.
Well, it's been a real kick having you on the show. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Ken. Mm.
And onward with Rhythm Child.
All right. Beautiful.
Oh, Lord. I could eat a bowl of cherries. Oh, Lord. I could eat a bowl a day. Jump back, turn around, eat a bowl of cherries.
Well, hey, that's going to do it for our very first Two Kens Club Indie. Later on this month, we want to focus on a group out of New York City. Three ladies who rock and do blues and classic rock, the trio known as Lily Sparks.
Moonlight on my GTO when I turn the radio on. Starlight on the open road, and I may not ever come home. Now I don't care just what they're saying, cause I'm not about to change my ways. I'm living it up till my dying day.
We're going to feature some tunes off their Cooper Cobra album, and we're going to get down with these gals and find out what they're about and tell you where they're playing out in New York and just have a good old time. That's a little bit later this month. So, Ken, how did we do?
I thought we did well. I mean, nice to know that we have at least, a couple of charter members like you and me.
Yeah. And by the way, don't forget to tip your waiter, because we can't pay them,
No, we said tip. Don't push them over. We need money.
And don't be looking for valet service out there. You'll be lucky if your car's still there when you leave. We'll see you next time.
Now I don't care just what they're saying, cause I'm not about to change my ways. I'm living it up till my...
Two Kens Comedy Club Indie is a Penguin Pods production.
Two